Stay near the facade of the chapel and turn around so you can see the central place this building occupied in the era at the time of its construction. The chapel stands at the heart of the complex, between the hospital and the convent where the nuns live. It thus has a twin function, serving the hospital's patients, staff, and visitors, as well as the sisters. It was used as the parish church in some periods, for the faithful whose church was not yet built, and for immigrant communities. With the building of their convent complex, the religious hospitalers of St. Joseph contributed to the harmonious development of the district. Observe how the creation of a new street, St. Famille Street in front of you, opens up a beautiful view of the chapel crowned with its majestic dome. This was actually the first avenue of its kind in Montreal. When they first moved on to the property, the nuns marked out lots 50 feet wide, or 15.24 meters, on either side of St. Famille Street and put them up for sale, which had the effect of developing a new neighborhood. The deeds of sale for the lots along St. Famille Street specified that the owners must agree to build a stone house of two stories in addition to the cellar and the attics, and to plant a tree at the front of the house. If you decide to walk down St. Famille Street, you will see that some of the houses on the street still retain these characteristics. We now invite you to open the door and walk quietly towards the nave. Remember that this is a place of meditation and prayer. Absorb the beauty and simplicity of the interior decor of the chapel. Sit down on a pew and select stop number 9.